This week's dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI. As previously reported, the U.S. Dry Bean Council is projecting a decrease in Mexican bean production for the spring-summer cycle. A second production survey shows total production for the cycle at 633,000 metric tons, which is 33% less than the Mexican Agri-Food Agency numbers. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder.
So what we're seeing actually is a slight decrease of the harvest than last year, just under a million metric tons. You know, with that news, which is, of course, you know, something that we're happy to hear, we do believe that Mexico is going to be needing a healthy amount of bean imports this year. And now with this trade agreement out of the way, we don't have that as a distraction, and we can go back continuing to cultivate our partnerships with buyers and customers there, and we can go back to promoting what we're really known for, which is high-quality beans.
With a difference in numbers, Broder says it's critical to send an U.S. agronomist out to survey fields and see firsthand how the numbers match up.
There's a little bit of a discrepancy between the official government projections in terms of planted acres and production and what we actually find when we go out on the ground. So we think that's really critical that we don't just take the government statistics. We use those as a baseline, and then we go out and we survey in all of the main bean growing regions of Mexico.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.